I was a Talmid of Tendler. Over 65 years ago, at the beginning of his career in the yeshiva. I was just 13, and then I entered the yeshiva at that time. He was my first rebbe. I had 5 rabbeim in the yeshiva. The first rebbe who passed away was Rav Fishman, the man of Fishman. After him was Rabbi Reuven Gorelick. Others passed away. Tendler was the last one to pass away. When I would daven in the Beis Medrash all the years, I would see Rabbi Tendler would be davening with us mincha every day. I felt that still, this is my yeshiva, this is where I learned. And then the last couple of months, when he wasn't there, because I felt uncomfortable, there's no hemshich. When I was in Rabbi Tendler's shir, first year of high school, we covered the first 40 blot in Baba Kama with almost all of the Taisusim. I seem to remember the Taisusim Shul Yashi Yotam Mitos, we did not learn, but we skipped hardly any Taisusim. And I remember the Bechinas. The Bechinas used to be every, quite a few of the questions began with a Rosh Yateh, Hey Tov, Hechi Timtza. Hechi Timtza that you pay Chatzin Ezek Mim Aliv. That you pay Nezik Shalom Higufa, Echitimsa. Well, funny, we had to put together all the different Gemaras and Baba Kama to answer the questions. I'm sure he explained it in the Shir, but you know, yes, things that we had to use. We had to put all the Gemaras together. We were young children, and he not only trained us in how to learn Gemara, he trained us a little bit in Psak Halacha. He had traditions from his father's home. He had traditions from Moshe Feinstein. He had many traditions from Rav Soloveitchik. To be brought up with such a background, you know, you would have to be a simple genius not to be a Talmid Chacham. You have to be a genius not to be a Talmid Chacham. Even if he wouldn't learn the word, he picked up everything from Israel. So I remember as a 13-year-old child, he was in Shir, he was not only teaching Gemara, he would sometimes explain how to work on a shadow. He said of the name of Moshe Feinstein, about the, I remember, he explained all the detail of Tfilas Kelim on glazed china. He was talking about that. I seem to remember he started a Rabbanus at that time. So he said, the first Shabbos in his Rabbanus, I think in Great Tech, if I'm not mistaken. So the first Shabbos in his Rabbanus, he explained to us the whole background that there's a Machlekes and Achreinen, whether the Chatzi Kaddish before Musaf on Shabbos morning is a Kaddish that follows the Perek and Tillim that we just said before. It's the introductory Kaddish to Musaf. So the Nafkamina is, if the Rav holds a Drasha, does it make sense to say Chatzi Kaddish? So the Achreinim recommend you should say a Perek Tillim after the Rav holds the drasha. So he told us that's what he introduced in the shul. They should say Mizbeh Adav, and Adav Mizbeh. They should say something after the drasha Sachacham, before he daven Musaf. So the holidays, the Chatzi Kaddish should be in place. The Gemara was never boring when he gave the shiur. It's always levening. He showed us that when you learn Gemara, it can be cheerful. He would always show the Makaris and the Gemara for contemporary issues. There's always room to dig zech. You can dig zech with Rav Moshe Feinstein also. You can dig zech with Rav Soloveitchik also. But he would always show the Makaris for contemporary issues in the Gemara. I remember at that time that I was in the Shir, Tendler's lived in the neighborhood in Washington Heights, not far from the Shir, 666, I think, West 188th Street. So the Rebbe had a Chanukah Chagiga, that the Talmidim should come and become a little closer. So I was a big Pekeach, I didn't want to eat before Hadlokas Neiros Chanukah, so I didn't go. I went home to light Chanukah Licht, and I didn't go back. I had Charot for years after. why I didn't go to the Hanukkah Chagigah to become closer to the Rebbe. At the end of my year, learning at Rav Tendler's class, the Rebbe sent a group of boys, I think there were less than 10, for sure less than 15, to learn in Lakewood for the summer. And his brother, Yossi Tendler, was single at that time. He was looking after us. I'm not sure exactly what the purpose was. Lakewood was very tiny at that time. Rabbi Kotler gave a shiur on Shabbos, which I didn't understand one word. And then after the shiur, everybody ran to the back room. I guess, where's everybody running? It's like, Yaakov Shiv says the Chazorish. I ran to the Chazorish. Didn't understand one word in the Chazorish. So then we had Shavashudas right after that. So I made sure that I sat next to Yaakov Shiv. I wanted to hear something from him that I would understand. So he said, over Ha'ara, did I say over in his name? This week is Parshas Bereishis. Every year I say over the Malbim. On the Chet of Deitz Adas, that the Rebbe told us in Shiva. According to the Rebbe, the Avodah Zarah, the original sin is Yisrael and their Avodah Zarah. But in our religion, it's the original sin, the Chet of Deitz Adas, not so significant. What does it have to do with us? Shom Shanasat Abitahirahi. When I was born, my neshama was pure. My neshama wasn't tainted because of Yisrael. So what does the Chumash write, the story of the Chet of Deitz Adas? They told us over this month. I say it over every year to my Talmud. I think every week. Every week I probably either say over or remind myself of something important that the Rebbe said in Shia over 65 years ago. He had a lot to say about everything. I remember the Rebbe told us that, I think this was a long time ago, I think he said in his parents' home, they had a shtick, Hillel HaSeder, they had Echad Miyodeya. So they would say, Echad Miyodeya. They had to say over Mishnayas. They have a din of Shnayim, a Shlosha, a Yud Gimel, a Yud Dalet. So, some things stick with you many years later. The Rebbe had a tremendous sense of humor on all in Yonah. Remember the Rebbe would speak about those, some of the boys didn't wear a yarmulke, not Nashia, not the other sections. He would say they don't have to. It's a mitzvah kisa adam. Abein mein etzioka kisa. He had many lines like that, many lines like that. But every line you had, it was a halacha with it. So you'll never forget the halacha because of the line. And the Rebbe had a sense of humor when we had later on, when I was appointed a Rebbe in Yeshiva, so I would very often sit near Rabbi Tendler at the meetings, so he would always have very sharp lines. Very, very entertaining sharp lines. There was a week or two that the Rebbe was busy with Hapa LaRosh, and he couldn't give a shiur. So I remember who asked me to sub. So I subbed for Rabbi Tendler. I think we were learning, but I think he was teaching Baba Kama to his students. I don't remember. And some of the students in the class, I still have a shaykhus now. That was something. I prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should give the yeshiva Siyata Yishmaya. The Rebbe gave his whole life, so many years. He gave his whole heart and soul, everything to the yeshiva. So many tzaddikim, Tamid HaChacham, over the generations. Now this is my last Rebbe who passed away. I prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should be kind, the yeshiva should continue with that high level of learning in Yerushalayim, and to go even more. We can have a little more Yerushalayim, more learning. He's the whole problem.